Hello, everyone. Today's passage comes from Psalm 64. Again, that is Psalm 64, and I'll read that for us. Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from dread of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the throng of evildoers, who whet their tongues like swords, who aim bitter words like arrows, shooting from ambush at the blameless, shooting at him suddenly and without fear. They hold fast to their evil purpose. They talk of laying snares secretly, thinking, who can see them? They search out injustice, saying, we have accomplished a diligent search. For the inward mind and heart of a man are deep. But God shoots his arrow at them. They are wounded suddenly. They are brought to ruin with their own tongues turned against them. All who see them will wag their heads. Then all mankind fears. They tell what God has brought about and ponder what he has done. Let the righteous one rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart exult. This psalm is written by David and is titled, Hide Me from the Wicked. And here we see David lifting his voice up to the Lord, as he did in a lot of other psalms he wrote. And also, like many of the other psalms he wrote, there is this tension between fear of his enemies, but also trust in the Lord. In today's passage, verses 1 to 6 expresses David's fear of his enemies who are actively looking and plotting his downfall. I found it interesting that it says in verse 1, Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from dread of the enemy. David doesn't ask God to preserve his life from the enemy, but from the dread of the enemy. I think this goes to show that a lot of the time when we are struggling and anxious about something in our lives, there's a good chance that it's actually the thought about it, the dread of it, that gets to us. Oftentimes, it's not the actual struggle itself, but the dread of the struggle that causes us grief and anxiousness. And in this passage, this is what David is asking the Lord for protection from. Not the enemy itself, but the dread of the enemy. David goes on to say that these enemies whet their tongues like swords and aim bitter words like arrows. They are deliberately preparing and planning David's downfall. They're not just saying things on a whim that happen to hurt David. They are whetting their swords and aiming their bows. Very deliberate acts that are intentionally harmful and wicked. Verses 5 to 6 say this. They hold fast to their evil purpose. They talk of laying snares secretly, thinking, who can see them? They search out injustice, saying, we have accomplished a diligent search. Here, David says that not only are his enemies deliberate about their evil, but they're also proud of it, and they stand firm in it. He says that they think to themselves about their evil plans. Who can see them? They think that there won't be any consequences waiting for them. And then they say, we have accomplished a diligent search. They think of all of this as an accomplishment. The last line of verse 6 says this, For the inward mind and heart of a man are deep. The way that David describes the evil of his enemies, how their evil is deliberate, how they think there will be no consequences, how they're proud of their evil, David says that these things are deeply ingrained and embedded deep in their minds and hearts. For the inward mind and heart of a man are deep. These wicked ways are not shallow thoughts that they happen to think, that they came up with on a whim or accidentally, but their evil is deep. After describing the evil of his enemies, David then begins to describe his Lord. In verse 7, he says, But God shoots his arrow at them. They are wounded suddenly. This is a direct response to how he described his enemies and how they shoot their arrow at the blameless suddenly and without fear, without knowledge of consequences. But now God is the one who shoots his arrow at them, and they are wounded suddenly. And this is David's way of expressing his confidence in the delivery of God's justice on the wicked. Then in verse 9 it says, "Then all mankind fears. They tell what God has brought about and ponder what he has done." This is what God's justice against the wicked causes people to do. It instills a fear, I think a good type of fear, that leads people to wonder at God's righteousness and ultimately to rejoice in him. And this is how David ends this psalm. Verse 10 says, "Let the righteous one rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart exult." David started off this psalm with an expression of dread of his enemies. And I shared earlier in today's devotional that oftentimes it's this dread of struggle that causes us fear and anxiousness rather than the actual struggle itself. And here we see David's confidence that God will have the victory over his struggle with his enemies. It's just his own dread that's getting in the way of his rejoicing in the Lord. But verse 10 is a very strong reminder for us to let go of that dread we might be holding on to. There's this fear that we might be keeping in our minds and in our hearts that are preventing us from truly trusting and rejoicing in God's justice and victory. But David is reminding us here in this passage to rejoice and to take refuge in God. And today, we know that because of Christ, we are justly counted as righteous before God. There is an assurance of our salvation. There is assurance of our protection. And there's assurance of God's righteousness that dominantly prevails over the wicked. Let me just read for us again verses 7 to 10. "But God shoots his arrow at them. They are wounded suddenly. They are brought to ruin, with their own tongues turned against them. All who see them will wag their heads. Then all mankind fears. They tell what God has brought about and ponder what he has done. Let the righteous one rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart exult." Let's allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us today through this word. And let's ask God to take away our dread and replace it with a confidence and a rejoicing in him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this word. Thank you that despite the dread we might be feeling from our enemies or our circumstances, your righteousness remains constant. We know that evil will never prevail over your goodness. And we thank you that we can have confidence in this. I pray that more and more we would not let our circumstances prevent us from having this blissful joy in the Lord that is freely and readily available for us to hold on to. Help us to take heart, to not let our dread define us, and help us to place complete faith in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.